Welcome to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. We direct and redirect lost souls back to Christ through the word and power of God. We believe that there is nothing more important than saving a soul. What we do, we are compelled to do for the sake of others. We are a deliverance ministry. And we teach the word of God. You can listen to our podcast, where you will find all kinds of edifying subjects on how to be the best that you can be in the Lord. And so much more awaits you there. Our blogs will be read to you. So all you need to do is listen, absorb its content, and grow. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a word from the Lord. And Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. You can reach us through our webpage, www.saintsandwheelsministry.org. Or simply email us at saintsandwheelsministry@gmail.com. And remember, Jesus loves you.
Hey, good morning, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today we are doing another throwback sermon. And this sermon is entitled Focus. And God is saying he wants you to focus because trouble is coming. And he wants you to be ready so that you'll be able to go through it like a storm trooper. Remember, Jesus loves you. Sit back and listen to the sermon called Focus.
I touched on this a few times before. But what I need to get you to see is that we have to be able to listen to what God is telling us. If we don't listen to what God is telling us, we're going to wind up in a lot of trouble. And today, we are so used to doing what we want to do. Some of us are so disconnected from God that we have forgotten about his goodness. We have forgotten that he has brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We have forgotten. And God wants you to know, he wants you to focus. And he wants you to focus in on him. He wants you to take your eyes off of the world. He wants you to put your eyes back in your Bible. He wants to put your steps on the path of righteousness. He wants to let you know that he is tired of you, whoever you may be. I like to use the word you in a general sense. So whoever you may be, you need to change your life around because the devil is coming and he's coming to destroy you. I'm not talking about spiritually so. I'm talking about naturally so. So this is a blessing and it's a warning at the same time. Now, let's take a little look at the word focus. It says intensity, your environment, focus of attention, center, focal point, hub, nucleus, cornerstone. We are definitely living in a society today where almost everyone wants you to look at them. They want you to pay attention to what's going on in their life. They're not interested in what's going on in someone else's life, but they're interested in you knowing what's going on in their life. And this is no more clear than any of the media stations that you may find, whatever medium you're using to get your message out, you're on it. And as I said before in another message, whoever you follow on a consistent basis is your God. Whom or whatever you give all your time to, that has become your God. That is your focal point. You're only concerned about pleasing that entity. So when we find ourselves centering all our attention on the world, then we have made the world our God. And as we said last Sunday, thou shalt have no other God before me. You can't have another God before God. You either love one or hate the other. You can only serve God or you can serve the devil. But when you don't know who to serve, you've lost your focus. You've lost your focus. Focus means state. You got to stay on the course, straight. You can't go left or right. You got to stay on the course. No matter what happens, you have to stay on the course. And staying on the course is not easy in the world that we live in today. Staying on the course is a very, very difficult thing to do. But here is the point. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Why? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's what? In the world. As long as you're attached to that world and that world has your attention, the newest clothes come out. The newest perfumes or colognes will come out. The newest sneakers come out. The newest anything come out. People's focus are focused on that. You could go to Walmart and you could see everybody with their stimulus checks running and buying TVs. Now, what sense does that make for you to run and buy a TV? The stimulus check is to help you get food in your house or to pay some bills, not to go buy a giant screen TV. So many people do that. They have no food in their house. They have no way of getting any more money, but their focus is on, I've got to have this big TV. Or I've got to have this big whatever. Whatever it is, big TV, big radio, whatever it is, your focus is out of whack. Because you're seeking after things that's not going to build you or nourish you. And this is the world that we're living in. And God is telling you to focus. Focus. When doors are open for you, focus. Don't get distracted like a kid in the candy store. You see all these colors and you start grabbing for everything. And when you can't get it, you have a fit. We need to open our eyes. The trouble that we've been experiencing is not over. We need to get back to the basics. We need to focus in on what it is that we need to be doing in this season. We need to focus in on what is the truth and follow that regardless of what the cause is. Your God is the one that you follow on a consistent basis. Listen, deals are made every single day. Somebody with some money is making a deal. Somebody who owns a company is making a deal. But usually when you make a deal like that, it's because you have more money and power than the person you're trying to take over, and companies are taking over every day. And let me tell you who loses out. Many of the people who have invested in those companies lose out. You know why? Because the person that's buying the company is taking over a little company, is buying it with the intentions of making quick money off the top. But the investors think that they're going to make a lot of money as well, but they're not, because the quick money comes off the top and then the company gets sold and then you can't get the dividends that you were going to get because the person who sold it got it off the top. Now the company's no good. Deals are made every day. The deal that you make is the deal that you take. And the deal that you take is the deal that will make you or break you. You can't rely on deals of the day. The devil makes deals every day. The devil is very, very clear. Do what you want. Say what you want. Have what you want. It's your life. You deserve to have whatever it is you want to have. But that's not true. You are bought with a price. Again, when you shift your focus from the truth, you begin to think that it's all about you. And it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the person who died on the cross for you and for me. That's who it's about. We can live a happy and holy and peaceful life. Let me say it again. We can live a happy, holy, and peaceful life as long as we made the deal with Jesus. And the deal is, you must be born again. Why? Because that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. In other words, if you make a deal with the devil, you will be able to do whatever you want, say whatever you want, go wherever you want, and never ever have to be accountable. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to live a holy life. You have to let your light so shine that good men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You have to do that. And anytime you refuse to let your light shine, you try and put yourself up under a bushel or hide yourself, you've lost your focus. A husband that doesn't love his wife is chasing after another woman, lost his focus. A woman that's chasing after another man instead of loving her husband has lost her focus. Jesus said, you lost your first love. Our focus must be on the Word of God. We are powerful people. When we come together, there's strength in unity. When we come together as one, we can move more than mountains. We can put the devil in his place. But if we don't take our rightful place, we've lost our focus. Focus, focus, focus is very important. The rich people get rich because they focus on the plan that they set out with. They're going to stick with that plan. And when you stick with that plan, you will get the end results that you're looking for. But again, let's go to the scripture. Let's go to Exodus 20, 3, 4, and 5. Exodus 20, 3, 4, and 5. Exodus 20, 3, 4, and 5. We read this last week, but I'm giving it to you again. And it says here, thou shalt make unto thee no graven images or likenesses of any that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is under the water. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord, for I am the Lord. Okay, now, I'm going to make some people mad right now. I'm going to make you mad right now. I don't care. Listen to this very passage. I hope you read what I just said, because I'm about to go over and tell you something. Thou shalt not make no graven images or likenesses of anything that is in heaven or above the earth. You know what that means? I'm gonna upset you right now. That means when you bow down and pray to Mary, the mother of Jesus, you just messed up. Mary's a mother. Mary's not a god. The son is the god. The mother is the blessed mother. You cannot bow down and pray to Mary because Mary cannot help you in any form or fashion. We just read, don't bow down to anything in heaven or above heaven or around heaven or under heaven. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Don't do it. So when you pray to Mary, you pray to the bird God, you pray to the fish God, you pray to the naked God, you pray to the fertility God, you pray, you worship the cross, Jesus, the cross of Jesus Christ. You worship diamonds, you worship gold, you worship emeralds and pearls, you worship Christmas trees. And let's not forget today's dilemma, worshiping body parts. People will do anything for sex, anything. They are out of control. Why? Because it has become their God and they're worshiping it. Listen, let me go back because I hear some of y'all bubbling out there. That's why I said, don't worship the cross. We just read, if it's in heaven or in hell or wherever it is, don't worship it because I am the Lord thy God. Gee, I don't worship the cross. I worship God in spirit and in truth. The cross is a symbol that allows me to remember that someone died for me. I don't worship the cross. I wear the cross. I don't worship the cross. I don't admire the cross. The cross is Jesus' way of saying, "This, remember this, what I went through." And the cross represents pain and misery and suffering. So we don't worship the cross. People worshiping the cross, kissing the cross, that's worshiping. That's idol worshiping. And God tells you, don't do it. I don't care if it came from heaven. Now, God said, he don't care if it came from heaven. If it came from heaven or hell, from the earth, under the earth, around the earth, don't worship it. I am the only God that you should worship. We don't worship Jesus. We worship God. Because God is the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How many women you know will die for gold? For diamonds. How many of you women do you know? Maybe you don't know. Maybe you need to come into these poor communities or go into the poor communities, and you'd be shocked to find out that there are families, females, that cannot, in the ghetto, receiving public assistance, cannot afford to feed their children, but get this, they're feeding the weave god. They're feeding the weave god. They go to the salon every 3 or 4 months, whatever it is, or twice a month, whatever it is, and they pay $2,000 and $3,000 to get weave put in their hair. That is very expensive. It's become their god. They want to look a certain way to attract men. Why would you want to attract men if you have a husband? Or why would you want to be trying to attract men anyway and you got 5 kids by 5 different men? Focus. Focus. Focus, sisters. Focus. You're making objects your god and you're worshiping them. You're worshiping them. You cannot serve God and serve the devil too. You cannot. Your focus should not be on you. You already got yourself in an entanglement with all these different kids and all these different men. You've already shown what you are worth. So no one is going to respect you. And that's the sad part about it. But God wants to love you, and he wants to change you, and he wants to mold you and make you, but you've got to focus. Get out of the flesh. The flesh is killing you. Go with me to Numbers 33 and 55. That's Numbers 33 and 55. And it says, but if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, those that you allow to remain shall be barbs in your eyes and thorns in your side, and they will give you trouble in the land where you should dwell. That means, if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, every time you look around, you're going to have a problem. And you're never ever going to be able to get out of the problem. You're going to be like a dog chasing his tail around and around and around and around, trying to find who's chasing after you, or who, or you running after somebody when you're really running after your own tail. We gotta wake up. God is saying focus. Focus. Focus in on me. I am the Lord thy God. I am the one that gives you air. I am the one that feeds you. Don't focus it on gold and jewelry and praying to Christmas trees and misappropriating the cross and its meaning. Don't do that. That's idolatry. Idolatry. You idolize that thing so much that you turned it into a god. And God said, thou shalt have no other god before me. I'm a jealous God. He's a jealous God. And he said, I'm a jealous God. And I'm tired of y'all fooling around, turning your back on me, lying on me, cheating, not paying your tithes and offerings, refusing to go to church. He is the one that allowed this thing to come. Because you, whoever you are not doing your job. You have lost your focus. And when you are the head of something and you lose your focus, you need to get this. You don't just hurt yourself. You hurt everyone that's behind you. Everyone that's behind you shall receive a problem as a result of your negligence. That's why the Bible says everybody can't be a pastor. He said, I get pastors after my own heart. You have to have a heart for the sheep. You have to care for the sheep. If the sheep gets sick, you need to go see about them. If the sheep are hungry, you need to go feed them. You need to know by name where they're at, what they're doing, and how they're doing it. And if they're doing something wrong, you need to go to their house and kick the door down and say, open this door. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Y'all better stop this doing whatever you're doing. The pastor is the only one in the Bible who can rebuke you. And he can rebuke you openly. And we have to do that because you're walking into the jaws of death. And you're so far gone that you can't see that the death angel is waiting at your door for you to come into the house. Focus. Focus. It's not about you. It's about Jesus, the one who died for you. And so many people are getting mad and upset because they think they can't get prayer, their prayer answered from God. So they get mad and they disassociate themselves with God because they can't get their prayers answered. Let me tell you something. When you're focusing on God and you have learned to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, then you will also ascertain that God, waiting on God with your soul, is what you should do. Go with me to Psalms 62:1-5. Psalms 62:1-5. Truly, my soul shall wait upon God. From him cometh my salvation. A lot of y'all are mad with God because you thought you was entitled to something and you didn't get it. You went to a church looking to get something and you didn't get it. And you didn't, when you didn't receive it, you became angry and cynical. And you plotted in your mind because the devil have infiltrated you. I'm not going to deal with this. I don't need to be going to that church. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. Because, you know, they, That's what you're saying in your mind. You don't even have words to form. But God said, man's going of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? Proverbs 20:24. Man's going of the Lord. How then can a man understand his way? You cannot understand anything about God and his process of blessing or cursing and giving and allowing things to happen until you have focused in on what you have supposed to have been doing from the very beginning. As I said, many people fall because they won't read their own Bible. They have not studied. So they cannot show themselves approved unto God. They're trying to show themselves approved unto everyone else, but not approved unto God. When you ask God for something, first of all, when you pray, stand believing that you shall receive what you said. Then, if the prayer is really something that you really need to get, then it says, where two or three gather my name, I be in the midst. You ask, and you shall receive. But if you ask amiss, that means if you ask out of my will, you ain't getting it. I'm not going to give you no daggone fancy job, make a lot of money, and use a hoe. You're not going to bring glory to me. I know what you are, and you know what you are. I'm not going to give you a nice car so you go out there and pimp females. I'm not going to bless you with that. Because I see inside you, your heart is filthy. You got plans. I'm not going to bless you with that. Deacon, reverend, preacher, regular person. I'm not going to bless you with that so you can use my people. Paul said, when we came unto you, did we try to make a gain of you or did we not feed you the truth? Preachers, deacons, ministers, evangelists. A lot of them come just to get gain, meaning to take your money. And because you believe in them or their notoriety, you follow suit. You lost focus. And you give up everything to them. And you haven't even got food at home. You can't even pay your light bill, your gas bill, your phone bill, your car note. But you're so focused on, oh, he's a great man of God. Oh, she's a wonderful woman of God. You're blinded by the world and everything that it has to offer. You're blinded by the world and everything it has to offer. Because you don't want to wait on God. He just told you, wait upon the Lord. Because salvation your strength, your everything is in waiting on the Lord to do for you what you know you cannot do for yourself. You know you cannot do for yourself. You know you're crazy. You know it. But yet you want to pretend that you're something that you're not. You cannot do anything without Jesus. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Except you abide in me, you can no wise, you can't grow. There is no nourishment. God is never late. We're the ones that's late. We're the ones that's crazy. We're the ones that's out of whack. We're the ones that's not focusing on the truth. You cannot call yourself a child of God and not do what the Lord said. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? If you are not doing what God asks you to do on a consistent basis, what makes you think you're entitled to anything? God is not an instant God. He is not an instant God. Daniel's prayer was held up for 21 days. Daniel prayed to God, and his prayer was held up for 21 days. And God said, hey, listen, I'm paraphrasing. I sent you the message. I heard you the first time. I sent you the message. But the angel with the message got into a fight with the prince of the power of the air, Satan, tried to block it. But nevertheless, I sent Gabriel down there, the archangel, and he whooped him and put him in his place. And here we are with the answer. Yes is an answer. No is an answer. And wait is an answer. But when you're waiting on God, you're waiting, believing, but in the meantime, continue doing what you know to do. I said this before. God, I asked God for a truck long time ago. Never owned anything in my life. And God said, okay, I'm going to bless you. And I said, thank you, Jesus. A week, month, year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, all that time went by. But every time I pray, I never said, Lord, I need a truck. I said, Lord, I thank you for my truck. Lord, I thank you for my truck. I'm occupying until he comes. In other words, I'm walking in faith, and I'm continuing to do what I know to do, not forgetting, but in a sense, yes, forgetting about what I asked God for, because God is not a repetition God. I don't need to keep saying the same, saying things over and over to God. So, next thing I know, I wake up one morning and the voice of the Lord speaks to me and says, go get your truck. I said, huh? Go get your truck. I got in my car, my old truck, God bless it. And I drove. I drove to many places. And each time I went to a place, somebody said, nope. I said, thank you very much, sir, but I promise you, I will be driving a truck. I went to multiple places. They told me, no. But my God said, go. So by faith, I went, not going, oh my goodness, but maybe the Lord didn't say that to me. Maybe something went wrong. It's the devil talking to me. No. I'm not going to lose focus. I prayed, I believed, and I waited upon God. My soul waited upon God. I got the peace a long time ago, but I didn't get the vehicle. I waited on God. And when I waited on God, I loved on him. I praised him. I gave him glory. Next thing I know, I walk into a place. The guy said, yeah, you can have this truck. We can make it work. And I'm driving a beautiful truck right now. Wait upon the Lord with your soul, with every fiber in you. Wait. I say, wait on the Lord. And waiting is not the easiest thing. That's why the devil comes in quickly to steal what you receive. That's why he tried to get your focus of what you told God. And you know what? You know that chick, you know? Go sleep with her and she'll help you get a down payment on the car. Now, here you go. Look into the chick god. Look to the sex goddess. Or if you're a man, look into the vice versa, woman, or looking to a man, your focus is off of what you asked God for. Have you forgotten what you asked God for? He's not a stupid God. God don't talk every day or every hour on the hour. That's not God. He's not part of the Greyhound. Focus, because when you take your focus off, you lose. You don't win, you lose. Because you lose because you're fighting against God. Jesus said it's hard to kick against the pricks. And what that means is this pointy, sharp things that you're kicking against. You kick. I dare you to put 20 sharp knives and you start kicking against them. You may get one kick, but you won't be kicking no more unless you're out your mind, because they'll cut you to death. Focus, focus, focus on God and the things of God. And when you ask God for something, make sure that you're in the right position to ask it and to receive it. And keep your mind straight. And then God says, when you ask me for something, ask me with your soul. Then he says, ask me and be quiet. Ask me in quietness. Ask me and then shut your mouth. Let's go to Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. Lamentations 3, 25 and 26. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should do both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Did you hear that? It's good that you quietly wait for the Lord. As I said earlier, I waited. The devil spoke to me on several occasions, and I said my favorite line, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I will be getting a truck, because faith without works is dead. My works is, my faith is saying, I don't care, I'm getting it. My works is, I'm going to keep on believing, and I'm going to look forward to it. And matter of fact, I'm thinking about a toolbox I want to put in there. I'm thinking about the tire, what I want to put on, tires I want to put. I'm thinking about all those things because I know it's coming. And I am going to wait because I know it's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait on the Lord. Hope and quietly wait on the Lord. You can't hope and quietly. Why would you hope for something you don't believe in? If you said you knew you were going to get it, then you should wait for it and be quiet. Stop complaining. Stop begging. Stop wanting. Stop pleading. You're not going to receive it because you're killing your own. Doubt will give you a front seat in hell. The Bible said he that doubted is damned already. It's in your Bible. You look it up. Doubt gives you a front seat. Doubt comes in when you're not focused. Doubt comes in when you are not on the line, but you move to the left or you move to the right. And God said in his word, I would that you be hot or cold, but don't be in the middle. In the middle, you're going to get thrown out. You're going to get put in the garbage. You're going to get spewed out my mouth. You have either be hot or be cold. Either go with the devil or go with God. There's no in between. We can't have it both ways. Your focus on being on, I love God, I serve God, and I hate the devil, and I will never serve the devil. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That means resist the devil, he'll run, but get closer to God, and God will get closer to you. So when you pray for something, and you ask for something, you need to have to learn to be quiet. And stop begging and complaining about when is it going to come, and how is it going to come. I've been waiting for a year now. Listen, I got a beautiful house. I've been waiting. Oh my goodness, I can't tell me how many years I'm waiting. God told me somewhere in 1992 or 1995, he's going to bless me with a house. The devil drove me crazy. And I had to ask God to forgive me because I got mad and upset a couple times, but I realized it was the devil talking to me, and I got back on track. I focused in on what the truth is. God is not a man that he should lie. He will always keep his promises, but it has to be in the right time. I may not understand that. You may not understand that, but it's all in God's timing, not your timing. Your opinion means absolutely nothing. You can't heal nobody. You can't deliver nobody. You can't bring nobody back to life, and you're sure not willing to die for somebody. But Jesus, he did. No matter what Jesus went through, he kept his focus. As a sheep led to the slaughter, yet he opened not his mouth. He could have said something. If they're beating him and killing him and all these crazy things they did to him, he didn't open his mouth because he was hope. He was being quiet and hoping that the Father's will would be done. Suffering. If Jesus suffered, what makes you think you're going to live a life of rally? What makes you think that you're going to live in this sinful world and not run into problems on multiple occasions? You can't survive in this world on your own. You need a husband. You need a wife. You need some children. You need a family that's going to stick with you through ups and downs. And the only way you're going to get that is somebody in your family has to be focused enough to be saved and to live right. I know some of you wish your grandmama was still here. Some of you who did respect your grandfather, you wish your grandfather was here because grandma is the one that kept you straight. But you're so blind that you cannot see that you didn't make it this far on your own. Your grandmama, which was probably the only person in the family who was saved, kept on praying for you. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Grandma prayed for you and you made it this far. You should be dead, but grandma prayed for you, and she waited for the salvation of the Lord. And she knew, I may not see it now, but I'm believing and hoping quietly that my grandchildren will be saved, that my daughter will be saved, that my son will be saved. God loves a meek and lowly spirit. God loves a quiet woman. Read your Bible. That's not a male chauvinist approach. I'm just telling you what the Word says. Learn what your Bible says. Not my opinion, but God's opinion is the only opinion that you should be concerned about. Love not the world, nor the things in it. I love going on vacations. I love doing this. I love having money. I love all these wonderful things. I love them. But they are not my gods. Because my God said, if you can eat a bag of beans and some rice, happy are you. You find, if whatever, whatsoever place I find myself in, I learn to be content. I didn't say what sort of place I put myself in. I'm talking about when the world dumps me in a situation and there's no way for me to get out until I pray and hope and wait quietly on the Lord to do for me what I cannot do for myself. Focus. It hurts. It causes pain to wait on God. But the end result is, once you wait on God, He will bless you beyond your wildest imagination. Because He knows that you're nuts. He knows that you've got so many things in your mind, so many things jumping on you and jumping off around you, that you've lost your focus. But because He loves you, He pulls you back in. He pulls you back in. And He said, this is my child. And I am going to bless my child because I love my child. Wait on the Lord. In His time. Not your time. You don't know what's right. You can only guess or summarize. But you don't know the truth unless the truth is dwelling in you, which is God's Holy Spirit, whose job is to lead and guide you to all God's truth. And let's go here to Psalms 40:1. Psalms 40:1. Let's go together. Psalms 40:1. Waiting with patience. We spoke about this already, but I'm just giving you scriptures just to let you see that this is not my opinion. I'm telling you what the Word said. This message is for you, not for me. I'm giving you what God has given me to give to you. So I want you to see it for yourself. It says, waiting with patience. Psalms 41. And when I looked at the Bible, I saw a big, giant wait. I mean, it was all, the word was capitalized, wait. It says, I wait. I, meaning me, the person who said they want something, the person who said they believe, the person who said that they trust. I wait patiently for the Lord and incline unto me and hear my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my goings. Uh-oh. What just happened here? Because I waited patiently on God, he pulled my feet out of the miry clay, the pits. That means you were in something that you were not going to get out. You were so far deep into it, if God did not reach down and pull you out, you would have never made it. It was impossible for you to get out because you had no focus. You're all over the place. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who to follow. You don't know what to believe because you lost your focus, either because you are not saved or you were saved and you are not in a backslidden state. Something has got you off your game. Something has taken you away from what you know you should be doing. Have you doing what you think you ought to do? It's a difference between knowing and thinking you know. Let me say it again. It's a difference between knowing and thinking you know. If you think you know, then you don't know. Because I'm going to go back to my saying. Ambassador Payne says, what you believe is what you know. And what you know is what you'll act on in the time of trouble. Let me say it again. What you believe is what you know. And what you know is what you'll act on in the time of trouble. People have tried to kill me. I knew it beforehand. The natural man has fear because nobody wants to die. But nevertheless, I went forward. You know why? Because I know that someone is protecting me. I know that there's angels encamped around me. Therefore, I can go into the lion's den and let the lions roar all they want to, but after it's all over, I'm going to lay down and use them as a pillow and go to sleep. Because my God will never leave me nor forsake me. I know that, so I walk on that. Again, my car, my house, whatever I have, walking by faith, don't care what the snakes are doing, don't care what the lions are doing. My opinion is not based upon your opinion. I do not act according to what you think I ought to do. I act according to what the word says I ought to do. I believe according to the word. You may think I'm crazy. You may think I'm stupid. You may say, I wouldn't have did that. I wouldn't put up with this. I wouldn't put up with that. That's because you don't know who you are. I do. I am bought with a price. I don't have the right or the authority to say, I ain't going to do this or I'm not going to do that. Who do you think you are to tell God what you think ought to happen? You can't even get up in the morning unless he gives you this air. You can't even get a job, feed yourself, unless it is God making the way for you every day. Every moment. And I know you know I'm telling you the truth. And that's what's wrong with people who are not focused. They don't want the truth. They want lies. Tell me something that's going to make me feel good. Tell me something that's going to validate what I'm saying and what I'm doing. I'm on the internet. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You're not focused. You're not focused. And when you're not focused, you're going to fall into many traps. The Bible is clear. It said the devil is the prince in the power of the air. I am not giving him any kudos. I'm telling you what the word says. He's very good at bluffing. So if he's very good at bluffing, I got to be very good at trusting, at focusing on what God says I should do. You are not entitled to protection when you take yourself out of the realm of protection. Go ahead. Don't pay your car insurance and go out there and hit somebody and see what happens to you. Because, oh Lord, get me up. He's not getting you up because you know you shouldn't have been driving around without car insurance. You know what you should be doing, but you refuse to do it. And the only reason why you refuse to do it is because you did not drive out those bad, nasty, stinking habits that was in your life before you gave yourself to Christ. They still in there. So you came to him under falsehood. You came under because you were in trouble. You came to him because you wanted a man, or you wanted a woman, or you wanted a job, or you wanted some food, or you wanted a shelter. You didn't come to God because you believe he is the Son of God. But you think he's stupid. He's not stupid. We spoke about grace last week. His grace. His mercy. His love. It endures forever. But what you need to know is that if you're not focused, whom I'll harden, I'll harden, and whom I'll have mercy on, I'll have mercy on, don't you sit there and think you know the Bible. You don't, because you're not focused. You're not connected. You don't know when God said, I'm tired, I'm tired. God has a limit to what he will do. That's why he turns people over to a reprobate mind to do whatever is pleasing to them, because they have judged themselves. The Bible says there's a sickness that's unto death. In other words, once you have this sickness, ain't no praying for you. All sins shall be forgiven except for blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. That's the only sin that you ain't going to never. You ain't getting to heaven with that. You go ahead and cuss out the Holy Spirit. Call God all kinds of names. Go ahead. Some of you have said that, but you forgot you said it because you lost your focus. And when you lose your focus, you lose the course. You can't get back on the course that you were never on in the first place. This is a faith walk. This is a trusting walk. This is a patient walk. And God is saying, focus, focus, focus on me, because the devil is coming for you. And guess what? I can't stop him, but if you turn around, if you turn around, I can put a stop to it. Who do you think you are? You think you're entitled to some great big sign, oh God, rescue me? No, rescue yourself. I just told you, I just read to you, but if you do not drive out the inhabitants in the land, I mean, wherever you're living at, smoking, drinking, lying, cheating, fornication, molesting children, whatever that is, if you don't get rid of all that stuff, you do the possible, and God will come in and deliver you. When you're focused, you can see what's going on. And you're probably going to hate this here, but guess what? Go to Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Just because you don't get it, don't mean you don't got it. Let me say that again. Just because you don't get it, don't mean you don't got it. You can hinder your own self. You can hinder your own prayer. I just read this to you. I just gave you some signs. Waiting on the Lord with your soul. Waiting on the Lord with quietness. Waiting on the Lord with patience. Waiting on the Lord with courage. Psalms 50:25-5 says, wait on the Lord all day. Hosea 12:6 says, wait on God continually. In Psalms 130 and 5 and 6, it says, waiting with great hope. And Psalms 69 and 6 says, with crying. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes one of your children or a couple of your children are doing crazy things, and Lord, I'm praying for their soul, but it hurts you to see them doing what they do. And you're crying, but your hope is still activated. Your patience is still activated. Your quietness is still activated. Your courage, I got to take courage. It don't look too good. I have a child. Who was in the car accident? And the information I was given, she's crippled, and she's probably going to be like way the rest of her life. I refuse to even accept the information. I said, Satan, Lord, rebuke you, Lord. She may be crazy as a loon, whatever she's doing, but that's my baby. And you said you would rebuke the devourer for my sake. For my sake, Lord, I'm going down there. I'm going to lay hands on her. I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. And I expect you to raise her up. And if you don't raise her up, I say, hallelujah, amen, and thank you, because I know that you hear my prayer, and I know that you will grant my request. But if you don't, thank you, Jesus, anyway. But this is what I'm doing. Faith without works is dead. I got in my car. I drove to where my child was, and I prayed for her, helped her to the bathroom, did what I could do. And today, she's walking. Why? Quietness, patience, courage. All these things come when you're focused. When you're focused. No left, no right. Focus. Focus. Tears come to your eyes. Focus. I've been to places where I've been hungry, though I'm hungry. I'm so hungry the tears are coming. I'm not crying, but the tears come to my eyes because my stomach is so hungry. But it's tears of joy. Tears of joy. Not tears of sad, oh God, I'm going to starve to death. No. For God I live, for God I die. He said he'll never leave nor forsake me. So if he wants to send a vulture or a buzzard to bring me something to eat, I'm going to sit here until they get here. And I've done it, and the buzzard just show up. Buzzard means somebody that ain't saved, and they don't know why they came to your rescue, but they came to your rescue. And it's a blessing for them, because it's a help for them to get saved. Because evidently, I have, or someone else have, been praying for them. Because we're focused in on the truth, which is you need God. You need him now, and you need to get your mind straight, because you got too much stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. We said last week, what goes in your eyes affects your entire body. What goes into your ears affects your entire body. What goes in your eyes and ears will come out of your daggone mouth. Unbelief comes out your mouth almost every day, but you don't hear it because you're so spitting it out, but you don't hear what you're saying. And millions, let me take a notch higher, billions of people are doing this every day. When anything else becomes more important than God, you're in trouble. I want to show you, give you a little illustration. I want to show you something. I said earlier about the internet. I want you to look at that word with me. Let's look at that word just a little bit. Internet. Did you just say, I heard I said internet. Okay, which means come and join the world and doing whatever you think will make you happy. Come on, enter in. Because when you get in here, you're going to see it all. You're going to hear it all. I don't care what station you go to. I don't care what page you go to. It's corrupt with all kinds of information. Corrupt. And the more you go to it, the hooker, I made that word up. The hooker you get. Hooks stay in you and they keep pulling you in. And then the next says enter and the next word says net. Uh-oh. Did you say net? So you're entering into the net. What goes into a net? Prisoners. That which you are trying to conquer. Put the net down in there, the fish get in there, and they can't get out. Maybe one or two might slip out. But the 99 and three quarter gonna get caught in the net. So every time you go on the internet, when you enter in, you're subject to get hooked on every word that comes across that station. And God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live alone. Man, you can't survive without every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Not your word, not my word, but the word of God. Focus, focus, focus in on the things of God. Because you're being caught in the net every single day. Everything is taking your focus off of what you should be doing. You don't want to take care of your, serve your husband because the world tell you, let him cook for himself. Let him do this. You got a job. You've lost your focus. You don't want to spend time with your own wife and your own children. Your car and your job and your friends are more important than your wife and children. You have lost your focus. You won't go to church because of the pandemic. You've lost your focus. You don't know what your Bible says. You don't have no faith in your God. You can't give your tithes and offering. You can't expect God to bless you. Listen, whatever you got, if they have a 5 cent come there, give God his money out of it, and I promise you, you will eat every day. I promise he will take care of you. Because he said he would. And if you know him and you waited patiently and you've given yourself over to him, then you know for a fact that he can do anything but fail. Our God is a good God, but he's also a jealous God. And he's a warning God. He's a warning God. Let me take you to my last scripture. Matthew 7:13. Let's go to Matthew 7:13. Enter into the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Wait a minute now. I'm going to hit you with something else. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find. When you follow the world, you lose your focus. The world becomes your God. The world becomes your leader. The world will cause you to fight over a presidency. It will cause you to kill people, lie on people, hurt people, because your God did not get elected. Or your God didn't get elected. Have you not forgotten that black men are still being killed? That women are still being raped. That children are still being sold every single day into the sex trade. Have you lost your focus? Just because they haven't shot anybody lately, or just because you haven't seen the headlines lately, you can't believe anything you see on the news. That's why you have to have a Holy Spirit that dwells and lives inside of you, but you got to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service, so that when you hear the truth, you'll know what the truth is, and you can act on the truth, regardless of what anyone is saying to you, you're going to act on the truth. And the truth is, you're lost. The truth is, you have been blinded because you've made this world your God, and that's why, listen, God sends the plagues. He allowed the plagues to come. You forget about the tsunamis? You forgot about the mudslides. You forgot about all these things that have been coming through the years. You forgot about that already because you passed it. You forgot about Katrina? You forgot about all those storms? You forgot about all that suffering that came out? Don't you see God talking to you? Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? God is telling me to tell you, some of y'all are getting ready to die. I'm talking about naturally, leave this world. And you better turn around and go straight. That's a warning. Now, anybody that knows me, that's been around me, and there's a lot of people that have been a lot of places, they know me, that I have a reputation. If I tell you something, it's going to happen. It's not God's will that anybody should perish. It's not his will that you should die. It's not his will that you should suffer. But when you make this world your God, you set yourself up. And he will send you warning after warning after warning after warning, but you decide not to accept it because you're so intelligent. You know more than God. And you've got more power than God. But you can't even control your own self. Broadway. God says, get up for Broadway. Because disaster is about to strike Broadway. And if you're on it, you're going to be lost. I would love to preach a nice message to you. I sure would. But I'm here to save your life. To restore your soul. And that cannot happen if I sit here and put a pacifier in your mouth and allow you to continue sending yourself and your children and your grandchildren straight to hell because you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are, please let your children and your grandchildren know who the real God is. Because they need a running chance in this world. This world is crazy. God says, focus. Focus in on me. Worship me in spirit and in truth. Give me respect. Show me love. Turn from your wicked ways. Trust in me. Let me lead you. Let me be your only God. I'm a jealous God. I don't want nobody to take my place. I don't appreciate it. And I'm not going to stand for it. God is telling you, whoever you are, turn right and go straight. If you got to make a U-turn, make a U-turn. Death is coming, people. And I promise you, you will call me or text me and tell me that somebody that you know has died. And they haven't died because of a sickness. They died because of sin sickness. You can't live the life that you live in and think you're not going to pay for it. You can't go around hurting God's people and think with your mouth and your words and your deeds and think that you're not going to get paid for that. You think that when you die, it doesn't end there. If it was, you'd be safe. Focus. Focus. I am the Lord thy God. I feed you. I care for you. I love you. I have mercy. I give you grace. I give you patience. I give you kindness. I am who I am. I am God. And I'm telling you, focus. Because the devil is getting ready to make another move. And if you're not with him, you're not going to make it.
Wow, what a powerful message. We pray that it has blessed you as it has blessed us. We want you to know that God can do anything but fail. When trouble gets in your way, tell it to move out of the way, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Remember, Jesus loves you. Until next week, tell trouble to get out of your way. Peace. Jesus loves you.